Life Audio.
A White Bread Faith by Ryan Duncan. Read by Sean McAvoy. 1 John 3:10. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. When I was still in high school, my mother became a vegetarian. Now, I have nothing but respect for vegetarians. But as a guy who likes his steaks extra rare, this created a few problems in our household. Suddenly, our family was exploring what people called organic dishes. Tofu, quiche. We dined on whole grain pastas sprinkled with nuts, strange cheeses, and enough broccoli to kill an entire fourth grade class. It wasn't all that bad, actually. My mother was very gracious and still cooked meat for the carnivores in the house, but I suspect a soy-based meat substitute found its way into our meals on more than one occasion. The worst part, though, was the bread. My family went from using your typical sleeve of wheat bread to buying those thick, iron-cast loaves so brown they were almost black. I can remember sitting in the cafeteria during lunch, watching my classmates as they flagrantly devoured their delicious white bread PB&Js, while I chewed the same bite of sandwich over and over for almost an hour because chunks of grain were still floating around in it. Back then, I would have given anything for a sandwich made from white Wonder bread. Thing is, though, ask any nutritionist and they'll tell you white bread barely counts as grain at all. It tastes good, but that's because it's been almost entirely drained of nutrients. All the beneficial vitamins and minerals have been lost, and in the end, we are left with a food that really isn't as healthy as we'd like to think it is. How many of us Christians are looking for a white bread relationship with God? We show up at church on Sunday and pray before each meal, and then tell ourselves that should be enough to help us grow in our faith. It's a sweet deal with all the benefits and none of the drawbacks. Don't fool yourself. God wants to be so much more in our lives than our Sunday morning service. He is looking to make us lights of the world, to bring peace where there is strife, hope where there is despair, and grace where there is hate. You won't be very prepared for that if you just stick to the Sunday sermons. Don't deny yourself a good, healthy relationship with God. Read the Bible. Get involved. And above all, be sure to make him a part of your daily life. Intersecting faith and life. Find ways to get involved with your home church. Volunteer for events, or try mentoring some of the younger students. Parents, are your children involved in a youth group? Encourage them to give it a try. And for further reading, check out Revelation 3, 15 through 17.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.